And now we turn to our colleagues at the BBC in London. We usually bring you a weekly look ahead at the international stories coming in the week ahead. But today, as we begin the new year, we're going to look at what's to come in 2019. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with the BBC's Rob Hugh-Jones this morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Lauren.
So our first story is politics in Israel. Let's start there. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Lauren, as you know, the Trump administration had promised a so-called deal of the century to restart peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. That was supposed to be presented by the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, last year. Now it's expected early this year, 2019.
And there are other complications going on in Israeli domestic politics, right?
Well, that's right. Israeli politics is regularly full of turmoil, with several parties making up coalition governments. And a recent disagreement has left the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, with a majority of only one. Now, he's agreed to call an election in April. That's 8 months earlier than required by Israeli law. But it may have to do more with his own legal situation. Mr. Netanyahu faces numerous allegations of corruption, and investigators have declared there is enough evidence to indict him. Take a listen to the BBC's Yolande Nel in Jerusalem.
That is the big complicating factor, I think, when it comes to the timings, because Mr. Netanyahu is seen as the Israeli partner for any kind of peace deal, and he has to have Israeli elections this year. There's another complicating factor as well, where he is facing the possibility of charges in three public corruption cases, so something else to look out for in the months to come.
So the BBC's Yolande Nel in the Middle East there, Lauren.
All right, now we're going to move to Britain, where you are, and the date is set for Brexit, but will it happen?
Well, Lauren, let me presage that by answering your question in just a moment. Let me say first that I saw a quote in the New York Times by Martha Gill. She says, following British politics these days is like watching Lost, the TV series from the 2000s. She says, quote, it too had myriad characters and an insanely convoluted plot. Yet despite every frenetic episode ending in a cliffhanger, somehow nothing really changed over the course of the series.
That's about right.
That's about right. And that's kind of how it looks from here too. But let me answer your question now. The first major hurdle of 2019 is the UK Parliament, which will vote during the week of 14th of January. And it'll vote, the MPs will vote on whether to accept the draft withdrawal deal the UK government, Prime Minister Theresa May in particular, has worked out with the European Union. Now, that draft includes some controversial aspects. You may have heard of some of them, not least the so-called Irish backstop, which would maintain an open border or a soft border between British Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. This will keep Northern Ireland in a customs union with the EU while the rest of the UK exits. Now, this part of the deal upsets lots of MPs in House of Commons. If you're a Brexiteer, you want a clean break from the EU. And if you're a Remainer, well, you want the whole of the UK to remain as one inside the EU.
And there was supposed to be a vote on this back in December, right? But it was so unpopular that it was pulled.
Well, that's right. A vote by MPs on this draft deal had been scheduled for 11th of December, but Prime Minister Theresa May postponed it when it became clear her deal would be rejected, leading to widespread anger in Parliament. Now they'll finally get a vote, remembering this draft deal cannot be legally implemented until it's been approved by the House of Commons. Right now, Lauren, the UK leaves the EU with or without a deal on 29th of March. Or maybe later, if it's postponed. Or maybe not at all. Or maybe there'll be a second referendum as there was in 2016. As BBC correspondents often say, it's too early to tell, Lauren. So I guess it's a case of watch this space.
Okay. And one other vote. The world's largest democracy, India, will hold elections later this year. What's worth watching there?
Yes, in elections expected in the spring, it's likely but not guaranteed that the current Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, who's been in power 5 years, will be re-elected. But he suffered a few setbacks in recent weeks. His party lost some state elections, but there are still indications that he remains quite popular. Now, Mr. Modi is from a far-right party called the BJP. They espouse something called Hindu nationalism, a belief that many claim has unleashed hatred and violence against minority groups in India, particularly Muslims. Let me give you an example. Members of the BJP have been among those calling for a Hindu temple to be built on a hotly contested religious site in the northern city of Ayodhya. Georgia. That's where a Hindu mob destroyed a centuries-old Muslim mosque in 1992, which you may remember provoked great violence and loss of life. Well, that's still a live issue. 50,000 demonstrators marched in Delhi recently in favor of erecting a Hindu temple there. Now, we should note that while Mr. Modi has never openly supported these hardline elements, his silence on issues, such, for example, as the increasing number of attacks on Muslims over eating beef, cows, of course, are considered sacred in Hinduism, has been interpreted as a tacit approval. Listen to the BBC's James Robbins, who says this is all a concern in India.
It needs, frankly, to rise above internal concerns over Hindu nationalism and the undoubted stimulus that I think they can provide, that nationalism can provide for intercommunal violence. I think we're bound to see that during this coming election. We've seen it before in Indian elections. I think it might be more widespread, more dangerous, more damaging both for Indians themselves and for India's global reputation.
So one of the key issues to be looking out for in the Indian election expected in the spring of this year, Lauren.
All right. That is the BBC's Rob Hugh Jones speaking with us from London, looking ahead to the biggest stories coming in 2019. Rob, thank you so much as always.
Thanks so much, Lauren.